Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Our final point is our extra point, provided by DraftKings and DraftKings.com with Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. The focus goes to emerging athletic and explosive linebacker Gerald Hodges.
Indeed, Paul, we've been watching the Mike linebacker competition all of the offseason and all of training camp, where Eric Kendricks and Audie Cole have been battling it out, and it looks like Audie Cole right now may have a slight lead in that mix, but Gerald Hodges, over the last few days down in Mankato, has emerged as a candidate for that Mike linebacker position. So it will be fun to watch him against the Pittsburgh Steelers tonight to see if he can take another step forward and make that an interesting race.
Now the Mankato winning formula, courtesy of Verizon. Today is kickoff in Canton Day. Who are some players making their debuts who intrigue you? Let's begin, say, with wide receiver Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, I think we should start with him because of the rookies, a lot of them have been playing well, but of that group of players, Stephon Diggs has really been a standout down in Mankato. Seems to make a handful of highlight-type catches every single practice, and if you were at the Saturday night practice that the Vikings had last weekend, you saw him get into the end zone a few times, and he can make plays in the screen game, but he can also make plays downfield, and I love that about him. He is a quote-unquote undersized receiver, but still finds a way to gain separation and make catches down the field. So I think he's an exciting player. Plus, he may be a special teams contributor.
Yeah, special teams coordinator Mike Prefer earlier in the show complimented Diggs on his punt returning ability. What about fellow rookie cornerback Trey Waynes?
Yeah, Trey Waynes, you know, his most dominant trait is speed, and I hope that we can see that tonight. You don't want him to get beat, but when he does get beat, man, he can make up for it in a split second. So you love to see that, but what we haven't been able to see from him yet, because we don't allow it in practice, is physicality in the run game. I have a feeling that Trey Waynes does not mind sticking his nose in there to defend the run, and I want to see it tonight.
And it's interesting to note, earlier in the week on my radio show on the flagship for Vikings football, KFAN Radio, General Manager Rick Spielman praised Trey Waynes for turning the corner in the Tuesday practice when he got his hands, as the general manager said, on three footballs. Let's close it out with third-round rookie from LSU, defensive end Danielle Hunter.
This is a guy, Paul, that not a lot of Vikings fans know about yet, but I have a feeling that by the time the preseason's done, people are going to be excited about this guy. He's athletically gifted. He's a freak athletically. Yep, his technique needs some refinement, but I've already seen him make strides in that area as well. He can be a special teams contributor on top of all of that. So, you know, Mike Zimmer wants a deep defensive line where he can rotate guys in and out to keep them fresh throughout the game and throughout the season. I think Danielle Hunter, he may be a rookie, but I think he's going to be a key part of that rotation. We get to see his debut tonight, and I'm excited about that.